The terrors I usually say on this kasha is that loitz chesed and no gedarim. Avraham Avinu's chesed was with rules. And the following difference. When the malachim come to, when these angels are dressed, they look like Arabs. When they come to Avraham Avinu, so Avraham Avinu says to them, when they come to Avraham, so he says, V'rachzu ragleichem. Avraham Avinu makes them wash their feet. Zakh Rashi, why should they wash their feet? He thought they were Arabs that bowed down to Avodah Zarah. They bowed. They bowed to the dust of their feet. The hitbid, he was makbid, that they shouldn't, Avodah Zarah shouldn't come into his house. So he says, Avaloi Rashi brings Shaloi hikbid, hiktim lino l'rechitza. Shenem arvilino urachsu agleichem. Avraham Avinu says, come in, you got my mind, urachsu, wash your feet, then come in. Afterwards, he says, you could stay over the night. But before you come in, you first have to wash your feet. Light says, come in, Linu, and then later on, you wash your feet. Avraham Avinu is a rizik about chesed with the rules. The rules to my chesed. Avraham Avinu could be rizik nice, but rules. Light is the pshat, all the chesed without any gedarim, without any controls. You know what chesed without controls is? Nus. Chesed, the Torah says, Aneshashish ki chesed hu. Chesed without controls is called Avrasar. And the difference is Light saw Avram's chesed, and he took the chesed without rules. In America, the Westerners, we pride ourselves being very nice. So part of our niceness has a lot of good mindless. But then above us talking Lashon Hara. Too idle. That's chesed without rules. That's uncontrolled chesed. In life is a balance. We know in the Ovis, Avad Avram had a balance. In the Ovis, Avram represents chesed. Yitzhak represents Gvura, which is control. Now control, Gvura without Chesed is this rigid, ungiving person, it's not good either. Avraham and Yitzhak, the perfection of the two, of Chesed with Gvura, controls with Chesed, Chesed with controls with Chesed, that's perfection. That's Emes, exact truth. That's Yaakov, Titan Emes Yaakov, is the perfect balance. Now when we say this, does Avraham Avada was balanced, and Yitzhak Avada was balanced. It means this is the thing they were mechadish, and this area was their areas of chedushim. Avraham brought in areas of chesed, Yitzchak in areas of gvura, and Avada they taught to their children this, and each one taught balance, and Yaakov emerged with all of Avraham's chedushim, all of Yitzchak's chedushim, with the perfect perfection, perfect balance. But the pshat in the life is Avada, he was ma'aseh nefesh. He was tremendously nefesh for chesed, but it was uncontrolled chesed, and uncontrolled chesed tak is not a schar. Uncontrolled chesed, if the chesed could be even in times inappropriate, if the chesed could be that even when somebody's speaking not nicely, and chesed, I'm not that type, it's not my type, no, somebody said a not nice word, say something, say, excuse me, I'm sure, but don't talk that way. It's chesed with a control, that's the pirush, that's the, and yeah, that could be another pshat why this medrash says that dafka the zechira they mentioned is dafka the zechira is not this chosa that is ma'aseh nefesh, not his daughter's chosa ma'aseh nefesh. You see, taka that loy also with al chesed to his own mishpacha, he throws out his daughters. He says, take my daughters. Uncontrolled, you see, chesed is not with a cheshbin. Chesed taka that's not cheshbin now, it's sometimes it could be even a mistake. Shiloh, that was the right thing, the wrong thing, what Moshe did, he sent out his daughters. If you learn it's the wrong thing, so you see what uncontrolled chesed. Chesed, unken cheshbin. A lot of times chesed, when it's not gevoit, when it's not trachted, when there's no controls to the chesed. A lot of times what happens is the person's not good to his own mishpacha. He's busy doing. Maybe you're neglecting your own family. What about your children, your wife? I'm old guys, maybe he's makar of hundreds and his kids are languishing. I can't say, see the kids go off the derech. It's not a cheshbon de'av chesed. It's not a cheshbon de'av. You have mishpacha, there has to be cheshbonis to the chesed, there has to be controls. Sometimes maybe no, maybe it's not the time, maybe it's not good for my family, maybe it's not good for this, maybe it's not good for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Velt says a mashal that the king, this king, with this uncontrolled, this chesed on the cheshbon, the Velt says a mashal that a king has a bet. I'm telling you that I'm messing up the story. A king tells an advisor, go to a foreign country, and at all costs, don't take off your shirt. Don't take off your shirt. So don't take off your shirt. So the guy goes to the advisor is, the king's coming, don't take off your shirt. Of course, don't take off your shirt. He goes to the country. A kid's advisor is, he meets with the other king, v'chulu v'chulu, and I'm not a good story to Aaron, later we'll tell you about mice in its right way, but the kitzad varim is the other king says to this man, he makes a deal with him, he says, if you take off your shirt, I'll give you $1 million. The guy says, my king told me when I come here, it will cost, I should take off my shirt. So he said, okay, I'll give you $1 million, I'll give your king $1 million. He said, vada, then the king would want me to do it. So he takes off his shirt. When he gets back, the king, and he brings the king $1 million, the king says, you idiot, I had a $10 million bet with this other king, and he couldn't get you to take off his shirt. See, good, you give me $1 million, you lost me, I have to pay now $9 million more to that king. So that's the marshal the belt uses, that people sell out for chesed, for kira, for chulu, people sell out. So the punishment, I'm just doing chesed, you know, I thought it was good for you. They say, kira shemayim, you know, I didn't want to say, there were people around speaking Lashon Hara, I did it for your Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I had a lot more at stake, I had a $10 million bet, that you wouldn't do that. I have a Torah, I expect you to keep the Torah. It says in the Torah, I have medala bribes, medala shaykhah, with all the kiddush shemayim you're trying to make, of being a nice guy, but there's a Torah to keep. So that's where Lloyd falls short. That's the deeper pirush of Dakeda. The Nakuda of Dakeda is taka to be Baich and Avram, and this Nakuda is the chesed, just the chesed. How controlled is the chesed? It's the old Avram Avinu's life, so chesed, chesed, chesed. The test of Dakeda is to see how controlled the chesed. All of a sudden it flips around. All of a sudden Hashem sends him in a Nisayan to see if he'll be, to see taka is there, how much gvur if he can forget chesed, because the Rebbeinu Shlom said it, because that rules the chesed. The Rebbeinu Shlom says I'm going to do the opposite. Yeah. I wanted to, today also, we only have a few more minutes, I wanted to repeat over, I thought he said such dvarim niflayim, so it's pasha to just go by, somebody gets up in our Mishmash, and Adam Chashim, a prince of the Yid, gets up in our Mishmash, and Chavetz Chaim had a beautiful minute of Chazaras of Shmuz. The Chazar of Shmuz. They repeat it over if Henoch speaks, and the Olam Chaz is over the Shmuz. It's a beautiful minute. We had in our Beis Medrash a Hail Gehil Yid, a prince of the Yid, and he spoke words. It's like a crime. Just like, oh, no, we let it go by. We should all Shabbos. If we make a king in a nevish, we should Chaz it all Shabbos. What he said. And also, it's always Yishmach when you're learning something, and it comes out just the night before we learned that Mesias Hashem we spoke on Ezi. The night before we learned Mesias Hashem. And he said such dvarim, such beautiful things, and it's like an old Mesias Hashem, but we read by it. You read by it, the Seder. He said such dvarim, he said, we should chazir over and over, all Shabbos, we should think about it, we should track them. He said, we get very nishtoimim. We get very, very nishtoimim for our nesiyanis, our challenges. We get very knocked out. We're trying to live in tranquility. We're trying to go along. We're trying just to focus normally, to have everything calm and sweet. And all of a sudden, what gets in the way, all these zachen come flying at me, getting in the way. I'm just trying to have a tranquil life, just trying to go along and be able to do my thing and stay and learn. And all these things get in the way. Every younger man, you can all, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be younger life. You'll see the pressure every younger man in the world feels. Here, I'm just trying to learn Torah, and also my kids is sick. My wife's not feeling well. This is so, and that is so. And all of a sudden, I have to bring out the garbage overflows. It's Wednesday, I have to bring the... There's so many things getting in the way of Aliyah. Here, I'm just trying to go along. And this, all of a sudden, always at the best time, the things get in the way of Aliyah. He said in Mesias Hashem, this is so, if this didn't talk to us, and this is us, this is what we think. This is the desire of the Western man, the whole world, which is the Western world today. This is the desire of us all. The desire of Bikish Leishev Shalva. If you listen to the life of the others, so they're the exception. They have so many tests. Avram is 10 Nisyanis, doesn't have a million more Nisyanis. He had 10 that stand out above and beyond of Nisyanis. So he said over, this world is meant for Nisyanis. I want to even be Mises to what he said. We did it with Yisharim the night before. If we Mises a little more. This world is the Olam HaNisayin. We're not Derech Agav get bumped into by Nisayin and then we get overwhelmed and we get so, just the Nisayin itself throws. So just that we have the Nisayin, I'm so unlucky, I'm down, I'm not feeling up. We're supposed to have that Nisayin. It's not supposed to end. It's the Olam HaNisayin. Fakir, the break is just so you can get ready for the next Nisayin. The break is the exception. The break and the break is Fakir. You really should, Davar HaMel Davin, give me another Nisayin. Stop with the break, the Rebbeinu Shlom. Please, let's go. Bring on the next one, quick. Davar HaMel Fakir, we're here for Nisayinus. When there's a break, Rav Isai, it's like off season. The season of Rav Isai is the Nisyonis. When there's a break, you should be itching for ready for spring training. Let's get going, let's go. Navad, we don't daven for Nisyonis. David HaMelech was punished. We don't daven for Nisyonis. The Rebbe Shlomo said, because he knows us better, he knows what we need, so don't daven for Nisyonis. That's why we daven after being a little day Nisyonis, the Barman says. The Abu Dram says. Because David HaMelech daven for Nisyonis, so we say, don't we? Let the Rebbe Shlomo send. Don't ask for Nisyonis. We don't ask. But certainly it's the Olam HaNisyon. And if I care, the only purpose of tranquility is to re get our minds, to be misadar ourselves, to make kinyani anefesh, so we're ready to deal with the next Nisayim. All our tire is to deal with the way we have children. Children are not in the way of our aliyah. Why are we shagging? All our learning is to change our asmias to get ready to deal with the next Nisayim. A guy practiced all preseason. When the season comes, he's all made as a season. You only have a preseason in order to be ready for the season. All our shagging is so we can live and we can be Ayyim ibn Asayin. It's the Olam HaNisayin. And all our shagging is to be Ayyim ibn Asayin. That's why we're shagging for. To pass the Asayin after the Asayin after the Asayin. That's why we're shagging. This guy's so exhausting. The Seder. Life's not for the faint of heart. Life's for the Avadah. And Hashem, Baruch Hashem, the Chesed Hashem, Hashem does send us Kufas tranquility. And he says, Shem Mamish says, what? He says, Oyel and Asayim. He says, all of Gashmias, the Anoz of Gashmias, the only pure person, Yishuv Adas. What are the two names he says? Yishuv Adas, and what was the other Lashon? Menuchas HaNefesh. It's not Menuchas HaNefesh. I don't know what the two things are. That you have to ask. Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv Adas. All of Gashmias is just all the tranquility and all the luxuries, just to exhale a little bit. You have something to eat, you exhale. But it's a shigoyin that people think, as if like we're here to... Olam Haba is the hammock, Rabbi say. Olam Haba is going to be awesome. And Olam Haba is awesome also. Olam Haba is going to be awesome in the sense of... Olam Haba is going to be the hammock. Machal Kabal Schar is the hammock, shaking back and forth, cool breeze. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is working. It's being Olam Haba in a sudden. If I care, this happens. The next, a guy feels he's too tired. I can't do. That's what Olam Haba is about. Being Olam Haba in the next assignment. The guy's shagging in another down. He thinks this time. People always ask, you think this time it's going to be forever? I won't have that assignment. I'm only, and this is the hardest thing. I'm only Yitzhara. I have to find this in Svarim because it's so true. But it has to be. I haven't seen it open anywhere. I haven't looked hard enough. It's just sometimes lomely cross Svarim. One of the hardest things about Nisyonis is even after you shag, this is one of the hardest things. I say, so I have found, I've stuffed it into the curse. I haven't seen it open. Somebody here will find it. Okay, I put it on oilum. But it's lomely cross svaru. The Yitzhahara does. I heard something similar from Avdon Segel. Not the same word. The Yitzhahara does also. This makes it special. If we always had different Nisyonis, then at least we would feel, okay, but I moved up. So it'd feel better. Okay, so good. Now it's not single A, it's double A. I'm so tired, but at least it's triple A. I moved up. The Yitzhahara is no idiot. He knows if it's always, and he's talking about the Arnu Nisyanis, Mechadish B'chol Yonim. But one of the teeth Nisyanis, the Yitzhahara, which in a way is the new Nisyanis, he sends you the old Nisyan. For instance, he says, oh my shag, I still have Yonim Nisyan. So the guy feels that he wants to get you a certain Yish. That alone is a new Nisyan. It's not the same Nisayim, it's a new Nisayim because it's the same one again. That's why it's a new Nisayim, because the person to all my shtayim, and this is still an issue. That Yitzhar always does. I look blank faces, okay, so maybe it's only to me. That's what he does to me, what can I tell you? He gives you same Nisayimus, and that's a Shver Nisayim. I spoke to the Bachman in Eretz Yisrael, every guy was shaking his head when I said this. Maybe it only comes when you go to Eretz Yisrael, basically. Every guy was shaking his head, every guy. That's the Abacha Shtayt, he works on it. It's very new get to B'nai Aliyah here, a guy coming Friday, coming to your Shmuz, get somebody played their way, either he's about Chesed or he plushes, loves Muslim, maybe I'll say one word that's worth it. But so the Ben Aliyah Taka needs to hear the Shmuz. Because the Ben Aliyah Taka said, I felt that Eretz Yisrael was a big message I wanted to give the Bacham. Abacha Shtayt the Velt, Masmid the B'nai Aliyah. And I felt to tell them that you're going to have the same, to warn in advance. You're going to have some of the same Nisayim, you're going to say that all my Aliyah, the same Nisayim crops up again. The same Nisayim pops in. And the word is, that's right to the Koyach Yitzhar that he tries to get in that Nisayim also. A person shouldn't be phased by Nisayimus. He shouldn't be phased, he shouldn't get knocked over, okay? So he has it down. The Seder is not feeling this, v'chulu, he shouldn't be phased by it. It's the Olam HaNisayim. He's here for that. And his avoid is taka to have gvura, to be noig be gvura, taka be